I send 40K a month for a family of 11, and it's just enough. I'm assuming you are sending 40,000 peso a month. That's about $800 US or around $975 Canadian. Well, my friend, whatever you're doing, you need to stop that. Not because I'm being mean to you or being mean to them. It's just that you think that you may be a nice person, but you're not. You're only teaching them how to be lazy. And you're probably gonna say, well, that's not gonna happen because I married a warm pie Filipina, and warm pie Filipina is always the best, and that's why I keep sending 40,000 peso a month to keep the warm pie going. Yes, you're right, my friend. I understand. You married a warm pie Filipina and it's delicious. However, you cannot send 40,000 peso for the rest of your life. That 40,000 peso, they could turn that into a business. They could perhaps start a sari-sari store or a convenience store, or perhaps they could start a food vendor on the street or street food as part of their business. That's how they learn how to survive in life rather than just continue doing this for the rest of your life. Are you willing to do that for the rest of your life? Because if you cannot do that ever in your life, or let's just say, for example, you get sick and you cannot do that, you know what's gonna happen? You're going to be their enemies. And I'm going to tell you this is the truth because it happens to not just me, but to a lot of Filipinos. Now, if you don't listen to me because I'm being mean or I'm being upfront or I'm being frank to you, then that is up to you. Otherwise, I give you the best advice I could do to you. And good luck sending 40,000 peso for the rest of your life because I'm telling you that 40,000 will never be enough. 11 people, it will never be enough. And again, you are not a nice person for doing that because you're not teaching them how to fish. They can send their money to whoever they want. Yes, I agree with you, and it's not my business to tell these people how they should spend their money. However, this is not the point what I'm trying to make. If many of you went back to the previous video and the history of the videos that I created, then you would understand why I had to say the things I had to say. Many of the people in the comment section were calling me hateful, I'm bitter, I'm this, I'm that, and so on. Many of you were calling me bitter for saying the things you don't want to hear. Sometimes, or most of the time, hearing facts is hard to swallow because it does taste bitter. And did you know that bitterness can be good for you? It's good for you because there's a chance that you may be hearing things that you don't want to hear, but really, it's the things that you want to fix. So when I responded to the guy's video, I was not aware that he was married to a Filipina because I did not check his TikTok profile at all. And the fact that he was sending 40K pesos a month to the Philippines, I assumed that he was married to a Filipina. However, based on what I found out and what I saw, he seems like he just got married to a Filipina recently, but I don't know how long. But I'm assuming it's pretty recent because I found out that the wife is still in the Philippines. So according to him in the comment section, he's okay sending 40,000 peso to his wife and his family in the Philippines, no problem. And he said he will never stop. And I'm also thinking that since he just got married to her again, I don't know, they are currently in the honeymoon phase. Meaning they are still so in love with each other without drama just yet. And as for me, I don't care or it's not my business if you will decide not to let your wife work or if you decide to support the entire family. Because when you help a family who truly appreciates you, it's the best feeling ever. Now, we all know that not a lot of Filipinos who appreciate their kids that are supporting them because it is never enough. And also, his wife responded a defensive video rather than a comprehensive video. But I found out that she privated it or deleted it. And to her defense, apparently her husband was okay to support her and the entire family. And apparently, it's not 11 people. There's also dog included that he supported. Can you imagine even a dog? But again, that's not my business. And I'm also assuming, again, I'm just assuming, I don't know. Because they are newlywed, perhaps her family thinks that if you marry a foreigner, you are automatically rich. And he's basically proving that to her family, the fact that he is sending 40K a month. Now, what's gonna happen once she goes to America to follow her husband? It means that there's a chance they're going to double the support. She was saying that yes, business is not for everyone. And yes, she's correct. Business is not for everyone. And according to her, part of the money that her husband sent to her is towards the children's school. And again, that's fine. And hopefully they will appreciate the kind of support that they get from the foreigner. I'm saying this because many Filipino mentality, they think that once you marry a foreigner or once you go abroad, let's say Western world or anywhere where you can work, you are automatically rich. And that is the truth. Don't deny it. I used to think like that, but I had to face the hard truth. I said what I had to say because I want to break the status quo. Thinking that when you marry a foreigner, you're automatically rich. Maybe the wife never been to America, or maybe she's on her way to follow her husband, but I'm pretty sure she's gonna learn the hard way. Maybe she will, maybe not. But as far as I know, there are many Filipinos I've met or I know that had problems with their family because most of their family do not appreciate their help because their help is never enough. And that is why you will become their enemy the moment that you stop sending them money. And the point that I was trying to make here is teach people how to fish rather than give them fish for the rest of your life. Not for the sake of this couple, but for the sake of the Filipino mentality. And a lot of Filipino mentality will automatically assume that, oh wow, she married a foreigner. Oh wow, he has no problem sending 40K thousand a month. So that means the moment that you get to America, for sure you need to give us money. This is the thing that I want to stop, guys, because I felt so bad to a lot of my kababayan who worked so hard abroad and did not get appreciated from their family. And some people will say, oh, I have no problem sending money to the Philippines. Maybe not yet, but wait for it. And of course, I know that there are many Filipino families who appreciate their kids for helping them financially, which is amazing. But I felt bad for the kids who their family don't not appreciate them but consider them their enemy. And just because you're sending money to send the kids to school to make you feel like, wow, I'm God, I feel good because I make people happy. Well, guess what, my friend? A lot of Filipinos are helping their siblings or relatives to be sent to school. And you know what happened? More likely, got pregnant or got someone pregnant. So where is all your hard work that you help? And if his wife will finally follow him to the States and he will tell her, don't work, honey, I will support you and your entire family, wait until you will encounter the word emergency. Then you will know what I mean. And if you bring your wife to the US, you will tell her, oh, honey, don't work, I will take care of you and your family. And what's gonna happen when you face the word emergency? And I'm sure one day you will remember me. And just make sure that you keep the support going, because if you cannot fulfill what she wants from you and her family wants from you, then you'll never know. She might find another guy who can even give double. But then again, I don't know anything about this couple. As far as I know, there are couples that were okay lovey-dovey at first and then they go down once the emergency and the drama occur. Hello everybody, so today I have a story which is part 3 story of a guy who sends 40k thousand pesos to his wife's family in the Philippines. So Kenny, who is a foreigner, is married to a Filipina. One day, he decided to comment in one of my video. And also, one day, I decided to respond back in his video. So the wife, I don't know her name, decided to create a video in response to my first video. She didn't like the fact that I was giving advice to the foreigners how not to get abused. So she created a first video. And apparently, the first video got deleted. So she decided to create another video.
This is a video response to Ms. Helga Babushka's comment about my life, about all of her assumptions. I made a video yesterday, but it got reported. Someone reported it, so nobody can see it anymore. Let me start this video by saying, yes, I agree with you, with your advice that I should set healthy boundaries towards my family members so they won't take advantage of my husband's kindness. I know I don't have to explain myself to anybody, but all of my haters are gathered on Ms. Helga Babushka's post. And they're all there spreading negativity, and they're all there spreading misinformation about me. So I should at least say something about myself, right? Firstly, she assumed that me and my husband are still in honeymoon phase, in lovey-dovey phase. Oh my God, we've been married for 4 years already, and I don't have to explain to anybody why I'm still not in America with him. We have our reasons that I don't have to explain to anybody.
Yo. According to her video, she had nothing to explain about herself, but hey, she managed to create a video longer than 5 minutes. And apparently, my followers were spreading negativity against her, and that is why she had to explain herself. Firstly, according to her, I assume they are newlywed, which I assume because I was not sure. Then she mentioned she was married 4 years ago. Second, when her husband mentioned that he was helping a family of 11 for 40K a month, really, a dog was included according to her. A dog that was given to her during Valentine's Day. Third, apparently, I called her family and grateful. And it's funny because I've never said that. I said that you can send your money however you want to your Filipino family as long as they appreciate you. Because when we are being appreciated, when we want to help someone, we would feel amazing knowing that they appreciated us and valued our hard work. And according to her, her parents are so kind to her husband that whenever her husband visits to the Philippines, he would get treated like a king. Well, he should get treated like a king if he's helping you and your family for 40,000 pesos a month. And what's the point of being a foreigner and having a dollar sign on your forehead when you don't get treated like a king? And try not giving them a cent. Let's see if he will still get treated like a king. If they treat you like a king without family involved, then that's amazing. And it's rare. Then if you don't, then I just prove my point.
And Miss Helga said that, wow, even the dog. Your husband's also feeding the dog. Because that dog was a gift from my husband during Valentine's Day. Okay, that dog is like our son together. Third, calling my family ungrateful. My mom and dad are the most grateful beings on earth. They show their appreciation to my husband's kindness in a lot of ways. When my husband visits the Philippines, he is treated like a king by my mom and dad. My husband is treated like a king when he visits the Philippines.
So she also stated that I was being negative towards her situation. In fact, I should be encouraging people to push themselves up rather than push themselves down. Well, I have been encouraging people how not to get abused by their family, but instead teach them how to fish. But of course, a lot of people here would not agree with that because they will consider that negativity. And I understand because they're scared, right? And according to her, she is the middle child and she has 3 other siblings that she doesn't bother about. But she has 2 younger siblings that she's worried about. But she wanted to help them. But then she said, I mean, my husband can help them out. She didn't like the word warm pie, and for some reason, she felt insulted by it. Well, many of you know that I have been talking about warm pie here since the very beginning of my TikTok. And let's face the fact that part of the reason why foreigners go to the Philippines is for the sake of warm pie. Shall we all agree with that? Good. Without your warm pie, you cannot get dollars from your Filipina. And she keeps saying that I assume that her families are ungrateful. I mean, why does it bother her so much when the first video I created responding to her husband was mainly not about her? It was her husband's situation I was using as an example to teach people how not to rely on foreigners. But then again, she took it hard. And she considered my advice here as being hateful and spreading hate and negativity. And nope, she can't accept the fact that I was teaching foreigners here how not to get abused by their Filipina wife and their family, or Filipina and their families.
And also about my younger siblings getting pregnant or getting somebody pregnant. Why do you always look at life that negatively? Why do you comment on someone's life that negatively? I just don't understand. Why can't you like give some encouraging words? Why do you always have to go to the negative side instead of the positive side? I am the middle child. I have three older siblings that I don't bother about. And I only have two younger siblings that I want to worry about because I can help them out. I mean, my husband can help them out. And Miss Helga be saying that, oh, when she gets to America, she's gonna learn the hard way that life in America is so hard. My husband made me aware of how hard it is already in America. He always tells me about his bills, about everything that needs to be paid in America, everything that needs to be taken care of in America, and like everything right now is just so expensive there. He already made me aware of all of that information. I did not make a defensive video. I just did not like the way Miss Helga commented about warm pie and about my family being ungrateful and assuming that my family are ungrateful, and now saying that my siblings will get pregnant or get somebody pregnant. That's just not so nice to say. That's like hoping for somebody to fail. That's like crab mentality. Instead of being nice or say some encouraging words or like good advice, she's just spreading hate and negativity. And about setting healthy boundaries or like teaching your family how to fish, I'm actually doing that. I did that with my older siblings, my three older siblings. I don't help them out in any way at all. Some of them don't like me because I don't help them at all. But I have two younger siblings that I need to help out because at least someone, like at least I want to be the one that gets my family out of poverty. I want to be the one that breaks the cycle of poverty in our family. At least if they graduate, at least if they get a degree in college, they will be able to help out now. And I don't have to help as much as I am doing right now. And about Miss Helga assuming that I am acting like, oh, I'm feeling rich, kalagi naka-afam. No, dai. Do you know that I don't even force my husband to buy me the newest trends, like the new iPhone, blah, 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 new clothes. I don't force my husband to do that for me. I don't even ask for anything like that.
And she keeps saying that she wants to be the one that helps her family get out from poverty, but yet, her husband is the one. And apparently, according to her, I said she was acting like a rich girl because she married a foreigner. I never said that. In fact, she just admitted it. And according to her followers who commented in one of my videos, apparently before her husband married her, she told her husband that before you marry me, you must marry my entire family, and that includes financial support. And when she fights with her husband, she breaks phones just to get what she wants. And she also told her husband to delete the comment that he commented and block me at the same time. Maybe she was scared that her husband would finally realize and see the red flags. After all, I have no idea if this was true. She and her husband can only answer the situation. She also said that of all her TikTok friends, she's the only one who received the least allowance from her husband, which makes her feel humble because she lives in the province. And meanwhile, her friends live in an apartment or condo and receive 80,000 a month or more from their AFAMs. That's about $2,000 Canadian or $1,600 US. You see, people, she considered 40,000 pesos a month being too small. And that explains why she didn't like my videos. And also, her husband commented in one of my videos that he got them properties, maybe house and lot, and on top of that, a sari-sari store, which is convenience store. And on top of that, 40,000 pesos a month. And guess what? She also calls him daddy. Well, that explains everything. And I think she's only 23 or 24 and got married 4 years ago. That makes her 19 years old. And how old is the husband? In his late 40s, early 50s? You see, foreigners, before you get involved yourself with a young Filipina, be sure you have a lot of dollars to give everything she wants. Marrying a young warm pie Filipina will cost you a lot, not unless you have a lot of this. And that's not a problem. Because after all, it's not about love, it's about lust. And sometimes love appears when there's dollars involved. Not always, but sometimes. And when you promise her the word support, be sure to keep your word. Otherwise, oh well, here comes another daddy. So my foreigner friends, when you want to marry a Filipina, or if you decide to marry a Filipina, be sure not to go below down the danger zone, because that's considered a red flag. And make sure that when you want to marry a Filipina, be sure that she has a job. At least she would know how to value money. And when a Filipina girl will tell you, "No, honey, don't send me anything because I have my own money. Just send me a little if you really want to, then I would appreciate that." That, my friend, is the Filipina you want. And one more thing. Apparently, Kenny's wife don't even wash her own clothes. Her mom washes her own clothes. Okay.
I think most of Miss Helga's comment is just like coming from her own experience. And I cannot blame her for that because she's right naman na. Mojud na ang stereotype when it comes makaasawa gani kag afam mahitabo jud nga imuhang family mo feeling rich de gani mahimong ungrateful kay feel nila deserving sila sa imuhang mga natabang sa ilaha or mga bantu kay naka-afam expected na dayon sa family nga makadawat din sila og kwarta or tabang gikan sa afam. Yes, sakto siya ana na part. But making negative comments about me being young, about my warm pie, and about my husband being so stupid for sending me that much money. Kasabot ba ka na out of all my TikTok friends here, ako ang kinagamayan og allowance dai nga ako ang pinaka humble kaayo og life dai because I'm living in the province. Ang ako ang mga friends dire sa TikTok, they are renting an apartment, they are renting a house, they are renting a condo. Yes. And they get more than like they get 80,000 up for their monthly dai. I'm only getting 40, no? And I am so grateful about that already. But all of my other friends, they're getting more than that. But the good thing about my husband, he includes my family. He's not selfish. He's not greedy. He knows my situation and he offered to help.